Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome. First timer.
Ooh, first timer. Shout out. We have thoughts, Cherry.
I was going to say, we are thoughts,
Cherry. We are thoughts.
And I couldn't quite get over the trying to say we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this is Joy.
Okay.
No.
No, who are you?
Well, that's a big question. Calm down.
It's not that deep. So I'm Crystal. It's not that deep. So I'm Crystal. And you said you were who?
Joy. I have a throat thing today, so I sound more like a man than I normally do.
Oh my god. I think you sound the same.
Maybe it's just my hearing and like I can't
it's
hear
your the ears. Same. Yeah, because you got the whole whatever going on.
And I put the drops in there, but
And I'm Anna.
Yes. What so, conversation are we having with Oscar today?
The Shape of Water.
Fuck the fish.
Okay, so
spoilers. Anna has we've made a roomy handshake now, which if you've seen the movie, you'll know what it is.
I'm surprised it's not a GIF, actually. GIF GIF. That.
It probably is. Ooh, let's look it up.
It probably is.
Okay, so what did we did y'all know the story about it prior?
I did know some things.
I had seen the trailer, and yeah. So I knew the basic idea. And it's basically what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I wasn't too shocked by anything.
I think in the trailer they kind of allude to she falls in love with the fish, right?
Yeah.
I guess I forgot, because when it happened I was like, oh.
I was kind of hoping there would have been more time with them falling in love, like in the lab.
I guess.
Before I went straight to sex in the bathroom, like that was weird.
I wish I would have gotten more into the creature's backstory. Like, where was he from? Like, why was he there?
It gives you like they were in South America and people treated him like a god, and which you find out because he has like healing powers.
Yeah,
you know,
and he
so it makes sense.
Glows, and he's a fish man.
He's a fish fan.
But I think that they purposefully didn't put in a backstory because he's supposed to be mysterious. He's supposed to be this...
I just wanted to know more about him.
This question mark.
I think their connection is more of like they understand each other and without having to say so... I mean, obviously, this is a lot. Their communication comes in different manners.
I told Joy when you were in the bathroom in the theater, I was like, you know, same-sex relationships are one thing. But I mean, fish and human is probably where I draw the line.
I thought it was really interesting. I didn't really see it like that because, like, I mean, there's not a lot of hesitation by her friends about, like, they're very just chill about it.
I was like, if I just found out my best friend had sex with a fish man, I'd be like, we need to have a talk. It's going to be okay. We're going to get you help.
But they were very
But I think it's just because she's been so lonely and that she so quickly made this connection with this thing that they were happy for her. They were like, you deserve this moment, whether it's taboo or not.
Yeah.
You deserve.
So I think they bypassed all the weirdness.
I think it's weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's really weird.
Like when that was happening, I was like, what?
Well, when we finished the movie, my first thought was, what the fuck did we just watch? My second thought was, wow, that was beautiful. And then my third was, what the fuck did we just watch?
When it comes to, you know, all those Oscars that's receiving costume design, production design, cinematography, music, all of the technical things around it are really great. The performances are too. But I just thought it was so weird.
It was really interesting.
I thought everybody acting-wise was, like, at 100%. Everybody's great. I was very creeped out by Michael Shannon.
I only have
Which
one.
Is easy,
the only but, note yeah. that I really had that I was like, I want to make sure I talk about this was the general. I meant to look up his name just now and I didn't.
He was on Double Teamed in Disney Channel movies.
Okay.
The two girls. No, because I remember.
Yeah, I remember Double Teamed.
And I was like, what? He's in this movie? But this movie's Oscar nominated. And he was
on a
Disney Channel movie.
I did not find him formidable at all. He did not intimidate me. He did not make me feel like he was going to.
He wasn't at the same caliber as everybody else, which I guess is kind of hard because, like, everybody else is, like, doing really good.
I don't know if he had a really awkward line the first time we met him, but the whole time he was on screen, I just felt like I don't fear you, and I feel like I should fear you.
Right? Like, I was more scared of Michael Shannon because than I was Michael of the general.
Because if Michael Shannon is worried about answering to you, I should be worried about him answering to you, and I'm yeah, not.
But I wasn't. That's fair. I agree with that.
He just fell a little flat for me.
This maybe it was the way he, like...
Nick, sir something.
The way he attacked it, whatever. I don't know. The way he...
Performed it?
Yeah. At the angle that he was doing it, he was going for, like, it just... I don't need to do much or say much, but it's going to be intimidating. But it didn't it get didn't there.
Come across.
Like, the face wasn't there.
He played it a different
way. Yeah, he played it a different way. I really expected him, like, to be more... I wish he would have been a little bit more, like the general in Avatar that's like really formidable and like crazy and like you're scared of him.
I think it's because Michael Shannon was so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. By comparison, it was just not.
Like that he might have done like really well, but when you put him next to Michael Shannon.
That was the.
It's really hard. Or even because,
if he had been more like the Russian guy that was the head of the. Like, yes. 'Cause he was very quiet.
But there was power
but
there.
But you could tell
it
from,
was in
like,
his demeanor. Like, yeah. He was sitting there on the table, you know?
Because the generals, he was a more quiet character. He didn't have a lot. He was only in, like, two or three scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But he just didn't have the oomph of a general.
Yeah.
And I found that a little disappointing. But other than that, the acting was superb. Mm. Sally Hawkins was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Like, everything. Richard Jenkins. Just the scene where she's talking to Richard Jenkins, her best friend, and she's like, but he understands me. I was like, oh, girl, yes. Like,
he doesn't see what's missing that.
I was like, and that's when I was like, okay, it's not so weird because that makes it universal. It doesn't make it just, it's a fish. It's more like, it's just people and relationships and connections.
It's just connection.
The name of the post. It's a fish. Oh, my God. I loved the apartment.
Yes,
I want to live there.
The set design, excellent. Mm-hmm. I love the beginning. I think you were getting popcorn back. I think the beginning.
I'm so sad. I missed the first like 3 minutes.
Where because it goes into like the apartment, the hallway in her apartment. It's underwater, and then it kind of all the stuff that's like the couch and the.
Oh, I saw that part.
Okay, well, it's coming down, and then she's flying. Like that sequence is really really great.
Mm-hmm.
The water sequences were really great.
Yeah, yeah, I saw some behind the scenes stuff of that a lot of that was just like practical stuff. Like he did lighting certain ways and then they just added a little bit in post.
Nice. Yeah.
But most of it was like practical for the underwater scenes.
Yeah, I was reading the trivia and she went from filming this movie, Sally Hawkins, and then she went and did Paddington 2 and she got on set and they're like, "Okay, we're going to have you in water." And she was like, "What? Again?"
I really enjoyed the song and dance sequence, too, where she's singing.
It was beautiful.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of the La La planetarium scene in La La Land. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought, in a way, better.
Oh, yeah. Because I love how she was in it, and then just, like, the focus on her, and then, like, she's slowly singing and going back to her, like, beautifully executed.
Yeah.
Beautifully acted.
I think it was a great way to give her that out.
Kind of reminded also, like, when... I mean, this, I can't believe we're comparing this, but when in Glee, when Artie like gets the first,
oh yeah, when he has his big dance moment,
the hall, yeah.
Oh my God!
I mean, nowhere near the same. But
guys,
that's what I thought.
Don't shame us, but we were all Glee people once.
At one point in our lives. Yeah, we still need a podcast about that
because it'll just be us bitching for like 10 hours.
Pretty much. Okay,
and I'll have like 3 things to say.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I liked that when she was singing to him. And, you know, she's quietly saying things.
Mm-hmm.
He never really noticed.
Mm-hmm. He didn't respond.
He didn't respond. And I kind of liked that because I was like, he doesn't need that from her. That's
because they already have
it. He didn't have a moment of like, oh, you can communicate that way, too. It was just he didn't need that from her. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
I think it was great. I think one of the things that I picked up on it was that, you know, how in, like, Call Me By Your Name, they're very affectionate and, like, touchy-feely and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of was in the same manner for this because they can't verbally communicate, so everything is more of a tact, whatever the word is. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really good, too, because even just, like, him, like, touching her, like, shoulder, and then she, like, freaks out. It was so cute.
You were saying you want more of the fish's backstory. I want more of her backstory. I wanted to know about her time in the orphanage, how she lost her voice. I mean, I can imagine, and I have an idea of what in my head of what had happened to her.
I mean, I get why it wasn't needed. I mean, there wasn't enough time. But, like, if there was, like, a book that, you know, that accompanies the movie or something, I'd be interested in reading that. Because it's an original screenplay.
And apparently, apparently he wrote a backstory for every character, and he didn't give it to them until...
Yeah, I read about that.
Right before they were filming, and I think she didn't use it. I forget who didn't. Oh, Richard Jenkins didn't use it, I think, is the one I read that he said no.
There were such interesting characters. Like, everybody's motivations and everybody's... the way they were playing off of things. I love that the scientist was, like, secretly Russian. I thought that was a great little thing there.
It really put you in the time period, too.
Yeah.
Because I told you guys before we saw it, like, from the trailer... you kind of don't know what time period it is. I mean, you can't tell if it's really the past or if it's, like, a kind of a futuristic thing or if it's just, like, an outdated thing.
I don't know if you guys have ever played or watched the game Fallout. But it's kind of like that. If you watch just a trailer of Fallout, it's where everything is kind of like the 50s and the 60s, but it's in the future. And that's what it reminded me of. Interesting. Oh, my God. It's such a good game.
Isn't that the one that's going to be a movie and Spider-Man's going to be him? No, it's Uncharted. Sorry, I'm getting confused.
But it's really great because it's like the past meets the future.
That's cool.
And even if you're just like, I love just watching videos on YouTube of like people playing video games because I'm not that good at them. So if I actually played them, I would never get through the whole story. But I always used to watch my brothers play it. And it's like the same sort of music, the same aesthetic, but everything's like that in the future. Really cool. Yeah, it's really great. It's
there are some video games that I'm like, I would love to play that. I'm not very good at them, but I would love to waste time on
that. Which ones?
That one sounds interesting, Fallout.
Really great. If go watch trailers and go watch, like, somebody plays Fallout, and it's really good.
It really started when everyone was talking about The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one seems
so interesting.
They're supposed to be making a movie about it.
Yeah.
I think with Maisie Williams.
I think she was attached earlier, but I don't know if she still is. Because, I mean, it's been a few years. Because she's supposed to be 12, I think, the kid.
Yeah, so.
Maisie Williams is no longer 12. but, yeah, those two. And people talk about, like, storylines in video games, and I don't remember their names. I'm just like, that sounds like it'd be really interesting. But, A, I don't have a console. B, I don't have a game, and
you don't have to get all those things just to do one
that
story.
I would probably be obsessed. Like, you know me, I obsess over something for a while, and then I'm like, I don't need you.
Birthday present.
I got 5 months to save up for that.
I won't say no.
I think that aesthetic is really great because I like. It blurs the line between what is and what isn't.
You know what else? I like the color palette of the movie. Like, beautiful color palette.
The teal.
Yeah, that overarching, like, blue tone of everything.
It Much was like just... the water. It was very, you know, different regions of blue.
There was a lot of shadows. There was a lot of harsh shadows, like, in the lighting on their faces and everything, just to keep with that mysterious tone. Mm-hmm. Everything was, like, ooh, creeping in the shadows. And not everything was, like, super well lit, but you could still see what you needed to see.
But I like that Michael Shannon, you know, he finally gets that color in the Cadillac. He gets that teal color. Yes. And it's like, no, that color's for the good guys. It's not for you. And they smash into his car, and it's like, you can't have it. You're not good enough for this color.
Right?
I loved that.
I think he's not nominated. Is he, Michael Shannon?
No, it's Richard Jenkins, Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer.
Okay. I really wish they would have nominated him because he did really well.
He was great.
Again, I will say it. The Oscars need to have, like, an ensemble acting award. That's
what
just
the
like,
are for, though.
Well, I know, but it needs to be, like, with the Oscars, too. Like, I think... Because who got the ensemble and the SAGs? Can you look it up?
Was it 3 billboards?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay, I
haven't watched
that.
Because they don't have Best Picture.
That is their Best Picture equivalent. Yeah.
So I think it was 3 billboards because they've been winning everything.
I haven't seen that, but I would put this one for ensemble, whoever's.
I felt like I could smell his fingers decaying.
Oh, I
like,
know.
That was.
I had to close my eyes when he pulled them off. But
yeah, I think we all did. I put my jacket over my face.
Yeah, I had my jacket here.
And even the sound of him pulling his fingers off was.
That was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little much.
I liked that it kind
but
of
But I liked
like,
watching the progression of them throughout the film. Uh-huh. Like, they were really white, and then you could see them get bluer and darker until they were literally
like
black and decaying. And I was like, I feel like I can smell them from here. Like, I was like, They did a really good job with fingers.
That.
I was like, ooh, I can smell it.
We need the debox. Your nose is already there.
I think that's where it's a testament to the movie, to the story writing, yeah, how they played it. And I think I love Guillermo del Toro because his imagination is just like, I already expected a lot from this movie, and I think it got there because it's kind of like, you know what's gonna happen, but you don't. There's like a lot of little surprises in between. It's not necessarily in like one genre, because it's like a mystery, but it's also like sci-fi and like other weird stuff, like an adventure.
Question. Because Richard Jenkins' character is the one that's telling the story. He's telling you about his friend. Mm-hmm. And he, at the end, he was saying he likes to think that when the creature took her into the water, that's what happened. She became a fish, essentially, that she could mm-hmm. breathe underwater. Do you think that actually happened, or do you think he just took her body?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of, maybe with him, I'd like to think that that's what happened.
I like to think that that they're together, or whatever he said, I forget. But
I would also like to think that they're together, since he had those magical healing powers, I'm sure he'll make you into a fish. Why not?
I also love the sequence of her on the bus where she's running her fingers along the water. Window in the water.
The shape
movie.
Of water.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about
that. I got it when I saw it. I was like,
oh, okay, cool.
Amazing. So,
wow, there you go.
No one had to say it, they just had to see it. Mm-hmm. Because she can't say it.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. I think Sally Hawkins did a really amazing job.
Again, this made me want to take up sign language again.
Oh.
After I saw Spring Awakening on Broadway, I was like, I need to do it again. I need to do it. And now I'm like itching for it. But
oh, it's nominated for sound mixing. I think because mm-hmm. of the sound of him pulling his hands off.
Oh, gross.
That's
no.
That's what I'm going to That's the only reason. It's funny. Like, the movie, I was already excited for the movie because I listened to the score already and I really liked it.
Oh my god, that was beautiful.
The music sounds like water a little bit. Mm-hmm. That sound that water makes. No, it sounds a little bit like.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
I want to watch a behind the scenes of them making the score.
I love that. Right.
And then, like.
It's also, like a jelly. It's like a little jellyfish.
Oh, jellyfish. And then also parts of it that sound like up a little bit for like.
Yes! Like the I thought so too.
And I love that. I think I said this in the Golden Globes, but I love like it tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how I kind of knew like the feel of the movie already before I'd seen it. Mm-hmm. You know, so
mm-hmm. even with just knowing very little of mm-hmm. it, I like that all the characters were very fleshed out, whether they were good or bad. They all had like a beginning, mm-hmm. a middle, and an end. I really like her best friend. I really like Richard Jenkins. I do think he had done a magnificent job.
He's a good actor.
He's wonderful. He's like one of those that's like
reliable.
Yeah, he's like an Allison Janney where like whatever they're in, they're just really great, and I wouldn't say that they don't have to try because I know they're trying. But, like, it seems effortless.
So effortless, yeah.
Like, they just do things so well, and they don't have to try.
We talked a little bit about this when we were coming out of the movie, but, like...
Octavia Spencer,
like, again, she's playing someone who is the help. And, again, she is supporting. And she's so much more than that. Like,
yeah.
She has an Oscar. Like, I don't...
Yeah. Like, what's it gonna take to give her a leading role in some Oscar movie?
Yeah, like, I don't...
Where she's not cleaning up other people's shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it, like...
I wanted... When I was watching the movie, I wanted... Because I know they were the cleaning ladies, and I was like, I really wanted them to not say the words, the help. And then when Michael Shannon said it, I was like,
You already hate him at that point as it is, so you're like, this is it.
Yeah. I was like,
why couldn't someone like Octavia Simpson play the lead role? Like... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, why? Nothing against.
Why can't she fuck the fish?
Who says she didn't?
Oh, we don't know.
She's having trouble in her marriage. I'm just saying. No,
the fish is healing a lot of things.
Out,
oh my god!
The fish was healing everybody.
Oh my!
The best friend, like, the other
like
friend.
That, like whenever it's we also watched your preview.
The scientist.
Yeah, like, why couldn't have that been played by... Like, Sally Hawkins was great, but, like, why didn't... Why? Maybe because it was a time period, but still, like...
I read an interview with Guillermo del Toro that he said He had this idea for this movie for a long, long time, and that he would have done it on a budget of, like, way less. But that when he saw Sally Hawkins in something years ago, he was it's all in her eyes. Yeah. She acts with her eyes, and he needed to have her in this particular story. So when he saw her, that's when he knew that's who it should be.
I just feel like...
Yes, I know. Yeah, it could have been Octavia Spencer.
Or any other race of an actor, like...
Can we put Octavia Spencer in more movies?
I mean, Guillermo is Mexican.
Here, let me just call up Hollywood real quick.
Shout out to your people, you know what I mean? Like,
right, put...
I have big eyes, why can't I do it?
Look at how big my eyes are.
You heard it here first, folks. Crystal wants to fuck the fish.
Oh my god, no.
Crystal's also a budding actress.
No, you say that when I'm
So if anyone has, like, some scripts to send her, open casting call... For all ethnicities, please call her.
I was going to say open casket for a second. I was like,
that's casting call.
Weird.
No, casket.
So, that Michael Stromberg, is that his name? He's very...
Fantastic.
He's what a renaissance man.
Was he the Russian dude?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Really?
He looks so different.
When he was getting hurt, I was like, no, Professor Perlman, don't die. Like,
no, he just looks so different. And, like, he came off as, like... Testament to his acting.
I had to, like, not look when he's, like, when Michael Shannon's putting
That hurts.
There was, I think they did a really good job of making us, like, everything feel
It was very visceral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sound mixing, sound editing.
Because when he used his stick on the fish, too, I was like, this is hurting.
I know, it hurt. And, like, not just because you have sympathy for somebody else, but just because, like, you can,
what's interesting is earlier... I guess it was Thursday.
How do you say something?
Stolberg? I have to look at it.
Watch an interview so he can say it.
Fuck, I'm saying it wrong.
I was, on Thursday, I was looking on Amazon and I want to order a stun gun. I've wanted one since I saw Veronica Mars.
Oh.
Like, I want it in my purse, so if anybody comes up to me like, really? You want to do this? Because I got this baby. And so... I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm just looking at those, but not that intense.
And also, like, good on him. He's in three Oscar-nominated movies this year.
Wait, what's the other one?
The Post. As well.
Oh.
Bravo. Like, well, I guess Timothée Chalamet's in two, so good on him, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Wow.
It could have been three, but the Hostels didn't get any love. I've heard really great things.
What was that one about?
It's a Civil War with Christian Bale. And Rosamund Pike, I think.
Mm-hmm. Rosamund Pike is in it.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
Who's playing when we were at the
movie? Yeah. I've heard really great things.
So, ranking. Where does this rank?
Okay, so far...
And what awards do you think it's going to win?
Oh, okay, hold on.
Because it's nominated for 13, so it's got a lot.
The most.
So, but it hasn't been winning a whole... Like, the big ones, anyway.
Yeah.
The previous award shows, so that's interesting.
Really, it's like three billboards.
So it's Best Picture, Best Actress, Sally Hawkins, Best Actor, Richard Jenkins, Best Actress, Octavia Spencer, Director, Guillermo... Del Toro, can never say his name correctly. Original screenplay, cinematography, film editing, sound mixing, production design, score, and costume design.
I would give it original, if I could give it. I would give it original screenplay because, like, his imagination and the way he put all this whole world together, I think, was really well done.
I think it was well written.
Yeah.
But I feel like the story is, like, I've seen that before. Like, the whole, like...
Yeah, but he made... I feel like different. he made it different, though.
By her fucking the fish? Is that all different?
No.
No, I said, like, the dialogue was great, what was written, you know, the themes and all that.
Who's but Sally Hawkins sort of, running against?
Huh?
Who's Sally Hawkins running against?
Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Meryl Streep, right?
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
One more.
Three Billboards.
Yes.
Woman.
Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a rough one.
So,
I wouldn't mind it winning production or costume or soundtrack or score. I think those three was top notch. I don't see it winning Best Picture.
No, it won't.
I don't see her winning. I don't see the actors winning, even though they were all fantastic.
That makes me sad.
We still haven't seen the other performances.
True. What about Best Director?
Oh, that one I
That's
don't know.
That's a rough one.
I'm really That's bad totally at that. That's totally in the air. I'm really bad at deciding.
Who won last year?
Was it La La Land,
Damien? Yes, because he was like the youngest.
Yeah, that's
Damien. That was stupid.
We're not going to get into our La La
Land. It should have been Barry Jenkins.
We're not going to get into our La La Land discussion. We're not doing it because we watched it the other day and I was like, anyways, no, we're not going
to. I just fast forward to the songs.
Anyways.
This is playing in the background because we were doing something else.
What was I saying? Oh, okay.
It was him.
Damien Chazelle?
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, shout out Mexican. But, I don't know the Hill one. I hope he does, though, because I like him.
Because it's cool. Him, Jordan...
Peele.
Greta Gerwig.
Oh, Spielberg?
No, because Spielberg got
and
out.
And Three Billboards didn't get it either. No. Because they were like, could it win, even though it's not nominated for Best Director?
Christopher Nolan, Jordan Peele, Greta Gerwig, Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread, and Guillermo.
I'm so excited about Phantom Thread. That one I'm really excited about.
Yes. Agreed. Where does it fall with the three that we've seen? For you guys. For y'all.
Use guys.
For me, Call Me By Your Name is still number one.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to change. We know.
Saying it'll probably change after we see the others.
You've seen the most still out of us.
Ooh, yay!
You've seen four.
So what I've do you done think? The most.
Okay. Shut so...
Up. Oh God, that's really hard. Like, who do I think will win?
Mm-hmm. Or no. What's your favorite out of the ones you've seen?
Out of the ranking,
ranking
of four that you've seen. What have I seen?
Get Out, Lady Bird, okay. Call Me By Your Name, Shape of Water. Why do I know this more than she does?
I know what they are. I just don't know the names. They escaped me in that moment. I think I'm gonna go. That's hard. Gut feeling, I'm going to go Lady Bird.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All
right. I don't know if you guys will feel the same. I think.
Are you wearing a certain hat when you watch it? Is that right? Okay. Got it.
I think the experience of watching it and how it relates to my life. Yes.
Okay.
Then that's why I would go gut feeling that one. Okay. I feel like as far as like how well it's made.
Mm-hmm.
The best made one is Shape of Water. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
As far as, like, quality. Like, quality, performance, like, the whole...
The production value...
The complete box.
Same. Like
would be Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Let's throw it over
Production value and technically, I think Shape of Water is the best.
And I think even acting awards... I think acting so far in what we've seen, probably the best acting...
Really? I honestly think that Timothée Chalamet he was so good in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause that scene, that was like burned in my brain. Cause it was the last thing I saw. And so it's just very memorable and it sticks with you. I think out of the three that I've seen, Call Me By Your Name, Get Out, and Shape of Water, Call Me By Your Name is my, of the three.
You know what? I don't really know. Go ahead.
It made me feel stuff.
Story wise, it affected me more than the other two.
But
I think
but
if
production
I look,
value,
if I,
production value and yeah.
Shape of Water.
If I look at it with a certain lens, then I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's just hard because I've become so attached to like that one in Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mean just Get Out, like Get Out.
No, you Get Out.
No, you Get Out.
Okay. So yeah,
I think it just depends because like the ways that I've seen them and what's happened around the experiences of seeing them.
Yeah,
I think that to me that lends a lot to what I like.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Just kidding.
So yeah, that's any other final thoughts?
That's the Shape of Water.
Ba-dum-tsh. Any other thoughts on that?
I don't think so.
Rankings.
I mean, yeah. So, catch us on the flip side, kidzos. Kidzos?
Wow.
Kidzos.
What generation are you from?
Why even have to ask you know?
The one way older than us.
Kidsbomb.com, Joy.
Actually, my boss. My boss at work
says
that.
Cool beans, so. Like,
aww, cool
beans. Frijoles.
Oh my god, yes. Cool frijoles. Cool Frijoles.
Just shut up. Shut up. We're not. Get out. Cool. Get out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.